Today's shir and breakfast is sponsored by Chesky Wortman, Lila Nishwas's father, Mordechai ben Yechezkel Halevi. Now next week, I'm not around next week, Rabbi Weinberger is around next week. In 2 weeks, might be the last Sunday, and then after that Shavuos, and we'll take off for the summer, unless there's enough interest we could do something else. But this might be the last week, if not June 6th. We might work out some other special program in a few weeks, but we'll keep you guys posted. Otherwise, we'll have a regular shir in 2 weeks. But again, next week, I'm not here, but Weinberger, I believe, will be here. Okay, so today's topic is something that's nogea, particularly in this shul and many shuls in the community and throughout, about Tarti de Sasre, just to get the basics. It's about davening Mincha and Maariv between Plag and Shkia. I don't want to go through all the details, how we get Plag, how we get Shkia, but just to get a little bit of a framework here, if you look on the clock there, it says Plag and Mincha is 6:38 today, and Shkia is 8:11. So everybody agrees you're allowed to daven Mincha before 6:38, before Plag, according to all opinions. You could daven Mincha before then, and you could daven Maariv after Shkia. We're leaving aside right now Shema and Tesu Chavim, but after Shkia, Lechachila, you'll have to daven after 8:11. The question we're going to be dealing with between Plag, which is 6:38, and Shkia 8:11, that time period, is that a time period of Mincha, or is it a time period of Maariv, or is it a time period of both? That's going to be today's discussion. And it's very nogea because there is a minyan in this shul and at other shuls where they daven at 7 o'clock, and 7 o'clock oftentimes, this week, 7 o'clock was after 6:38, of course, after Plag, you're davening Mincha, and it's still before Shkia. You're davening both Mincha and Maariv between Plag and Shkia. So you're treating this both as a daytime, as a Mincha of the daytime, but you're also treating this as nighttime, as Maariv. So that's what's called a Tarti de Sasre. We're going to discuss how that's allowed, even L'chachila, not only B'dievet, but L'chachila, it's permitted. So let's begin. It begins in the Mishnah in Brachos, the first Mar Makom. Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Vav and Ma'alf. There's a machlokus about when Mincha time ends. So we'll read the whole Mishnah. It says, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. We might be starting this new parak after Shavuos in the morning Chabur. We might be switching to the fourth parak. So it's Tfilas HaShachar. It talks all about the Zmanim of Tfilos. So the time of Shachar is Ad Chatzos until noon. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shalos until 4 hours. Right, not our issue right now. Tfilas HaMincha Ad Ha'erev. You're allowed to daven Mincha until evening. We're going to assume for now evening means Shkia. So Chachamim hold, you could daven Mincha up until Shkia. Once Shkia hits, you can't daven Mincha anymore. I'm not going to those details, but let's assume Shkia is the last time you could daven Mincha. So that's what we do in the shul here during the week. We daven Mincha right before Shkia. After Shkia, then we go into Maariv. That's according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plag Mincha. Again, I'm not going to discuss how he gets Plag, but Plag, he says, you can only daven Mincha up until 6:38. After 6:38, you can't daven Mincha anymore, but after 6:38, you can daven Maariv. So the question is going to become Mincha time, so rather Plag, is Plag now the beginning of Maariv, or continues through with Mincha according to the Chachamim? So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds, once Plag comes, you can't daven Mincha anymore, but you can daven Maariv because it's nighttime according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Chachamim hold, no, it continues to go, Zman Mincha continues past Plag, through Plag, until Shkia, and that's the last time you could daven Mincha. So that's the machlokas that appears in the Mishnah here. So Gemara wants to know, number two here, Daf Chav Zayin Amun Aleph, how do we paskin? So Gemara, let's just go to the bottom line because there's a lot to do today. The bottom line is, the Gemara says, it's really unclear how we paskin. And therefore, the Gemara says, Hashta, in the bold, Hashta de lo itmar hilchasa lo kimar, velo kimar. Since the Gemara does not have a bottom line, it doesn't say like Rabbi Yehuda, and it doesn't say like the Chachamim, David kimar avid, Uda Ovid, Kamar Ovid. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda and you end Mincha at Plag and then you daven Maariv after Plag, that's okay. And if you hold like the Chachamim that you daven Mincha until Shkia, that's okay as well. So either way is fine. So what does it mean either way? Could I switch off each day? Sunday, could I do like Rabbi Yehuda? Monday, could I do like Chachamim? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes in number 3 in the back of the Rif. I'm going to read just the bolds. Ein lal adam lasos binyan shehu minhagosav sosin zez. A person should not practice in such a way where his minhag is practicing different ways. Astira. Ela yasa, again, jumping just to the bold. Ela yasa kolsha kimo rabbanan. Oh, kimo Rabbi Yehuda. Make a decision. You have to be consistent. Either always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and plag is the last time to daven mincha, but then you could daven maariv afterwards. Or always hold like the chachamim where you could daven until shkia, and then afterwards maariv. But make a decision. He does note, though, b'di'eved, the last line, miu b'di'eved im hispal tfilas arvis b'kavana la'teis mi plaga mincha ve'elech yatzav lo mechayvin le'lachsu l'hispal. He's talking about a situation, let's say he said that the custom was to keep like Rabbi Yehuda. So let's say all year long you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that plag is the last time to daven mincha, and you could daven marv immediately after. If a person on occasion were to daven marv after plag, so then it would be okay. Well, other way around. So if you daven marv, so if you continue to daven mincha, let's say that one more time, he holds like Rabbanan rather, that you could daven imihu b'dieved im hispal tefilas arvis b'kavana latzeis miplag mincha. If you daven, he holds like the Chachamim normally, I mean. So normally you're supposed to daven mincha until Shkia, and you can't daven marv until after Shkia. If by the Yavid, a person daven marv before Shkia, as long as it's after plag, you'll be yotze b'dieved. But he says you have to make a decision. Now it could be an individual decision, it could be a communal decision, but you need to make a decision and be consistent throughout the year, either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Rabbanim. The Rush says the same exact thing. You have to make a decision. And if you don't make a decision, so then he writes in number 5, I'm skipping to the number 5, it's Kemo Shidva Vigilgolas Trey Kuli Desasir Hadade. It's a reference to a machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai in the Gemara's in Ervin, where you have to make a decision. Do you pass like Beis Shammai through, or do you pass like Beis Hillel the whole way through? And if you pass like each one, depending on the circumstance, that's a stira, and he's referencing a halacha p'tumah. We're not going to get involved in right now, but it's a stira to pick and choose. You have to be very, very consistent. Comes on the Mordechai now. The Mordechai writes in number 6, Aha Samchinan, we're somich on the following halacha. Apparently in his community, they would jump back and forth, day by day. They would switch. Dilapamim anu mispalim tefilas mincha acher plaga mincha, kerabanan. Sometimes we would daven mincha after plag, like the Rabbanan hold. You could daven up until Shkia. Ulafamim, sometimes anu mispalim tefilas arvis miyad acher plag. But sometimes they treat that time period as actually nighttime, and they would daven marv, like Rabbi Yehuda. So he thought that would be okay. When the Gemara says, Hashtid lo itmar hilchasa lo kamar, David kamar avid, if David kamar avid, that's okay. It means just on one given day you can't do the same. But you could switch off Sunday this way, Monday that way, Tuesday this way. You could switch off. You just can't be inconsistent on one day. But back and forth, different days, you're allowed to change over. So again, the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah hold, you have to be consistent throughout your life, let's say, like one of them. And Mordechai says you have to be consistent on that day. On that day, decide, is that time period between plag and shkia, is that going to be daytime today? And you could still daven mincha? Or are we going to treat it as nighttime today, and you can't daven mincha, but you can daven marv? But even the Mordechai agrees you cannot treat that time period as both of them. You can't say mincha and marv together in that time. Make a decision. The Beis HaBachir, the Meiri, says the same thing like the Mordechai, that you could alternate days. And he gives the following comparison. We look on the top of page number 2. He says this is similar to the case the Gemara Pesachim talks about. If you look inside, aval miyom liyom ein lachush klal, to switch off days back and forth, that's okay. Ve'ein kan mishum tarte desasrei adade, that's not considered a stira. Dibidirabanon, on the dirabanon level, lo chashinon, we're not concerned. What does that mean, dirabanon? Is tefillah deraisa or dirabanon? Achlok Yishonim, right? Who holds what?
Rambam is deraisa, and Allah, both Rav Yishonim is
dirabanon. Exactly. Who's the famous one who says it's dirabanon? Rambam, right? He says, well, Eitzara, Soloveitchik said every single day is really an Eitzara, so they're both in agreement. Everybody thinks that tefillah is deraisa. What's the source of tefillah being deraisa? If those who hold it's deraisa? Martin Tainis, who's in the Tainis at nighttime? Yeah, so that's the source they bring that tefillah is deraisa. What?
It's
the Gemara in Tainis. Oh, the Torah is saying the Torah instead of tefillah. Ah. Right, so the Gemara in Tainis says it's tefillah though. So Tainis Beis Amin Aleph says it's tefillah is a deraisa. But many Rishonim hold it's a derabanan only. So says the Miri, since it's only a derabanan, so we can be a little bit more makil. And we can allow you to switch off each day. Sometimes it could be daytime. Sometimes it could be nighttime. But then he gives a very interesting comparison. He says, "Hareze kishnei shvilin." Remember the Gemara is in shnei shvilin when it comes to the first parakum sachem. You have two paths. Echa tameh v'echa tahar. One path you know for sure is tameh. It says tameh the whole way through. There's a cemetery. And the other place is tahar. There's no trees. There's no beis kvaros. Shehalchu shnei bnei adam. Two people walk. Ze be'achas v'ze be'achers. One guy walks down the tameh path. The other guy walks down the tahar path, but they don't know which one they walk down. They forgot. So now they want to know what their status is. Are they going to be tameh or are they going to be tahar? So they shneim. So ba'ul lishal bevas achas shneim tameim. If they ask the same shaila for themselves together in front of the Bezdin, what's our status? The halacha is that they're tameh. But if they ask one after the next individually, then they're tahor. Why? A little bit of background, right? Exactly. Safek, what's halacha? Safek tuma. What's the status of safek tuma? If a person doesn't know if he's tameh, what's the halacha? Exactly. So Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If a guy was a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and it's a safek whether he's tameh, we're machmir in Rosh Hashanah Yachid that he's tameh, but it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is defined by, what's the Rosh Hashanah Rabim with regards to Tumah Vatara? How many people? Two. Three. Him and two other people. Three people is Rosh Hashanah Rabim in the world of Tumah.
Two besides the person.
Right, exactly, right. In the world of Tumah. So Safik Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we're Tahor. So if I ask for myself, am I going to be Tameh? So the answer is I'm Tahor, because it's for me, it's a Safik, whether I'm Tameh. In Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we're assuming there are other people who are around. So therefore, I'm Tahor. Problem is, now me and this guy goes together, I walked on one path, and he walked on the other path. Now, one of us are Vaday Tameh, though, because we know we walked in different paths. So we met up at the end, but we forget which one was which. So then that's going to be a stira to say that we're both Tahor then, even though individually we each have a suffix, but to say we're both Tahor, that's going to be a stira. So that's a Bas Achas question. That's on the same day to keep it at Minchan Mariv, that's a stira. You can't treat the same day as Minchan Mariv, that's a stira. But in different days, or different shilas, I'm asking by myself, and then you ask by yourself, since they're independent questions, then you're allowed to say Tahor in each individual case. So that's the comparison the Mi'ri says. So again, the Mi'ri says, you can switch off from day to day, whether it's nighttime or daytime, but not the same given day. But the Rush, Rabbeinu Yonah say, that no, you have to be consistent throughout the whole year. Decide, is that time period going to be the daytime, or is it going to be the nighttime?
By the year or by the life?
Unclear. Let's assume life. There's a Shitas HaRambam now. Rambam writes, if you look at number 9, Rambam writes in Hilchos Tfila, L'malta Shizman Mincha, I'm going to jump to the bold again, the time of Mincha goes until Ad Sheishar Min Hayom Shav Revia. As long as there's an hour and a quarter left of the day, that's another way of saying Plag Mincha. You could have a Mincha up until Plag, like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Then he says, "V'yesh lo lehispal oso ad shetishka chama." But then he says, "You can really daven until shkia hu shitas chachamim." So what's Rambam doing? Is he saying Rabbi Yehuda, or is he saying like the chachamim? So of course, there's a machlokas how to understand shitas Rambam. Kesef Mishna says he's advising you to make a decision like the Rush. Decide either like the chachamim across the board, or decide like Rabbi Yehuda across the board. But Lecha Mishna takes issue with this. Lecha Mishna says not true. He thinks, the Rambam thinks, that you could make a decision. You could be like both. You could hold like Rabbi Yehuda and like the Chachamim. Now, when he says this, it's unclear what it means day to day you could switch off. Meaning Sunday I could hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and then Monday I could hold like the Chachamim. Or does he even say on the same day, I could treat that time period of Plag to Shkia like both of them. I could have Mincha Marv during that zone. Unclear. But either way, what's very interesting is what the Lecha Mishna writes, how come the Rambam says you could paskin like both? The svar that he says, if you look at number 11, he says, look at the last bold line I have in number 11. Afal pi dilo avdinan bishar milei hachi leminkei kulei detavayu. Normally we don't paskin like two kulad because that's a stira. Shiny hacha the tefilas arvis reshus vein ledakte bezmana. Marv's reshus, right? We have that tefilas shacharis and tefilas mincha chavos. We have to daven shacharis. You have to daven mincha. Marv is only reshus. Don't take that the wrong way. And if high school kids here, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to. You could just choose opt out. It doesn't mean you could opt out. Tfilas Rishus has many other definitions, but you definitely have to daven Ma'ariv every day. But it has certain kulas. It's a Rishus, whatever that means for now. But for this halacha, it means we could be a little bit more make on the Zman. So that means is that after you daven Mincha, after Plag, if I daven Mincha after Plag, I could be Mekel and daven Ma'ariv also in that same time period because it's a Rishus only. I could be Mekel on
the
Zmanim.
What does the halacha do to Gemara?
Very good. So we're going to hopefully get back then and figure out how to read that Gemara. I have a suggestion. We'll get to in just a few sources. Very good. Okay, so we see already one heter, according to Lecha Mishnah, that you can daven both tefillas in that same time period, even though it's a stira, because Marv's only Rishus, so it's not such a big deal. Now there's a tosus in the beginning of Brachos, the first tosus. And Beis Amin Aleph and all of Shas. The Gemara there is talking about, Rashi and Tosos discuss Shema Ba'arvis. That's the first Mishnah. Memesai Karin says Shema Ba'arvis. When do you start davening Marv, Shema, in nighttime? So Rashi says, well, don't you need to wait till after Tesa Kochavim, after nighttime? So when does Rashi say you're Yotzei the mitzvah of Shema at nighttime? Anyone know? And you're learning this. Right, Kriya Shema Alamita. You go to sleep, you say the first parsha of Shema, and you're Yotzei before you go to sleep. Now, there are a lot of questions. Tosa asks like 8 questions on Rashi. Don't let your mind wander right now. But right now, he says, after taste, before you go to sleep, you're Yotzei Shema. Rabbeinu Tam comes along and says, no, no, no. You are Yotzei your Shema, even mid-be'od yom. So look at inside number 12, the bottom of page number 2. He says, Lachain Perish Rabbeinu Tam Adraba. Kriya Shema al Shel Beis Knesses Iker. The Shema that we daven in Shul, even though it's not yet nighttime, you're Yotzei the Shema. Im Tomar, he asks, Heyach anu korim kol kach mibod yom. It's so early. It's not nighttime yet. How could you be Yotzei Shema when it's still night out, day out? Yeshlomar de kaimelon krabi Yehuda. We pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Gemara Perek Tvias HaShachar, Dizman Tvias Mincha Ad Plaga Mincha. So after Plag, you're allowed to daven Marv and say Shema. Dehainu Acher Echad Esa Shos Pachas Revia. Fine. Then he asks the next bold, Vim Tomar, Heach Anu Mispalim Tvias Mincha Samlech HaShecha. So now I've got a stira, he asks himself, Vafilu Lacher Plaga Mincha. So if I'm being Yotzei Shema after Plaga Mincha, how am I also able to daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha? Which one is it? Is it is it daytime I could daven mincha, or is it nighttime that I could daven marv and say shema? So he says, "V'yeh shlomar dekayim lan k'rabanon." We hold like the rabbanon, damriz man tvias mincha ad ha'erev. So which one is it? So that's all Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam says you could daven shema of marv after plag before shkia, and you could also daven mincha like the rabbanon, but that's a stira. So Tosas all ends up saying, "Mikol makom kashid have a katarte kitre kule de sasre hadali." This is a tarte de sasre. So Tosos gives a new answer. But Rabbeinu Tam is not bothered by this. Rabbeinu Tam is completely fine with davening both Mincha and Marv during this. He doesn't answer the question. I'll hopefully give us a suggestion in a little bit. But Rabbeinu Tam is another Shita, like the Lecha Mishnah, that allows you to daven both Mincha and Marv during that time zone. The Rush makes a suggestion. The Rush says, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He says, why could you do this? I don't understand. How is the Rabbeinu Tam able to allow you to daven both Mincha and Marv during this time period? It's Tarte Desasre, which is either Mincha or Marv. It's one or the other. It can't be both. So he gives a very similar answer to the Lecha Mishnah, the last line of number 13. V'yesh lomar dele'inyan tefila heikalu. They were mekel. Tefila is only midrabanan according to many Rishonim. So therefore we're mekel when it comes to dine d'rabanan.
According to the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam, is it after Plag Mincha, is there an Isser? What did you say that Marv, you could say Shema and Yotzei? That's Yotzei Lechatchila, no? That's the Yotzei Yechiv Shema.
After?
If you were the Daven Plag, and then afterwards Daven Marv. According to that first Shema. So in other words, if you, according to that first Svara, if you were to be able to Daven Mincha, you wouldn't be able to Daven Mincha afterwards at all. You'd be over Nisr. I mean, not over Nisr, but you wouldn't be...
Wait, if you Daven Mincha after Plag?
If you Daven Mincha before Plag.
Before Plag.
And then you Daven Marv after, according to Ben and Tam. Mm-hmm. And you said you were Yotzei Kriya Shema L'chatchilo. In other words, Yechiv, right? So then you could never Daven Mincha. In other words, that's part of the Tajan Sasri also, no?
No, Mincha before Plag and Marv after Plag, that's completely okay. Because Rabbi Yehuda says Mincha is before Plag and Marv is after Plag.
He's saying you would never be able to have Mincha after Plag.
According to that story, according to you would never be able to have Mincha afterwards.
He
can't say...
No, he's saying you're allowed to. He said you could have Mincha after Plag and you could also have Marv after Plag.
But isn't this theory in the Svara? Besides the Tarte Sasri, I'm saying, but if you're saying Kriya Shema Yotzei D'oraisa after that Zman, so then you're in that Mamela, there's no Zman Mincha anymore.
Oh, so that we're hopefully going to answer that question. That's the theory. He's not bothered by it. Tosos asks a question, it's Tarte Desasre, so Tosos goes on to give another answer. But Rabbeinu Tam wasn't bothered by this. So the rush is because since it's only a Tefillah, is only Derabanan, so you're able to be Yotzei. Not because...
There's
D'oraisa
there too, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so, okay. So Shagzari is going to ask your question. Very good. In terms of Shema. What Andy's pointing out is that this explains why Tefillah Midirabanan, you're allowed to daven Mincha and Mar because that's only Tefillah. Assuming Tefillah is Midirabanan, we're not bothered by the Dirabanan, says the Rush. But what about Shema? Uh-huh. Shema, according to all opinions, right now at least, we assume that Shema is a mitzvah deraisa. When it comes to mitzvah deraisa, how can I say mitzvah deraisa when it's still before Shkia, before Tesa Kochav? And that's going to be the kasha of the Shagazari, just a second. We'll get there in one more source. So look at the Beis Yosef, and this is a very, very important line that Rewimer wanted me to really emphasize this point. You look at number 14, in the bold, in the first paragraph, he says, Achshav, Nagu ha'olam lahakel b'kach. The minog now, in the times of the Beis Yosef, a few hundred years ago, was to be Mako. And Weinberg wanted to point out, this has been a minog for a long time. He says his father, in Europe, they always daven Tarte Desasre. This has been a minog for generations. It goes back as far as Beis Yosef. So it's not just a made-up halacha that nowadays people are doing this. This is a long-standing minog, and there's a reason for it. So Beis Yosef already acknowledges such a Tarte Desasre. Now, Beis Yosef was coming from a halachic perspective. What's the justification for it? So he ends up saying that probably Somech on this rush of the Rabbeinu Tam who allowed Tarte Desasre. So there's Somech on that. That's where they're relying on. But it sounds like from the Beis Yosef's perspective, it's very bidyeved. But again, this has been a long-standing minog to allow for it. Let's get to now to Andy's question, the Shagas Arya's question. So Rabbeinu Tam allows you to treat the time period of Plag to Shkia for both Mincha and Marv. And the explanation to allow for this is because Tefillah is only Midrabanan. So since Tefillah is Midrabanan, you could daven Mincha and Marv, that's okay. The Shagas Arya, along with Andy, asked the question, but what about Shema? Shema is a mitzvah deraisa, everyone says. So how can I say Shema when it's still daytime out before Shkia? So Shagas Arya says, if you look in the bottom, number 15, Vani Tama, I'm very bothered by this. The cave and the tefillah, the rabbanon, as linam besveikel hakel. So that I can understand what we're making with regards to tefillah, shachar, minchan marv. Ava kriya shema dehave minator, going to page number 4. Cave and this mesaf kalon, besveikel islan lemeza lechumra. So to be yotzen my shema, a chiv of shema, which is a mitzvah deraisa, I should have to wait until after Shkia, maybe Tseis, Shkia, whatever the definition of nighttime is. So how am I able to be Yotzei Shema during this time period? So answers Shagas Arya, this is going to be a big chiddush to many of us. V'nirli, he writes, Da Torah, rather Da Tosfos, Latamayu. Tosfos goes according to his Shita. Azli, Disfirle, Tosfos holds, the Hilchasa Kamandamar, Kriyashma Dirabanan. There's a machlokas in the Gemara itself. If I'm Safek Kara, Safek Lo Kara. Did I say Shema or did I not say Shema? Do you have to repeat it or not? So one opinion says, of course I've got to repeat it. What's halacha by Safek Deraisa? Safek Deraisa? Chumra. So of course I need to repeat Shema. But the other opinion says, Safek Kara, Safek Lo Kara, Lo Tzarech Lachzor V'Kari. I don't have to repeat it. Why not? If I wasn't sure if I shook the lulav or not, do I have to repeat it? Of course I need to do it, just to be sure. Anytime there's a Safek Deraisa, of course I need to do it again to make sure I didn't miss it out. So why by Shema? Is there an opinion that says Safek Kara, Safek Lo Kara, Eino Chozer? Because there's an opinion that holds that Shema is not a deraisa. It's only a derabanan. So says the Shagas Arya, Rabbeinu Tam assumes that just like Tefillah is midirabanan, Shema is also midirabanan. And that's why he allows you to daven Mincha and Marv during that time period of Tarte Desasre. It's probably not nice to call Tarte Desasre if you assume it's okay. But if you're davening from that time period of Plag until Shkia, you could daven both Mincha and you could have a marv, including Shema and Biyotze, your chiyuvim, on a derabana level.
Why don't we just say that you're Yotze with your Krishna Alamita? Doesn't Tosos bring that up? And
well, Rashi, that's Rashi Shita, that he thinks you're Yotze. But for Lamaisa, for us, we assume that Shema is deraisa. So let's say you want to rely on this Rabbeinu Tam. You could have Mincha and Marv, and you could even say Shema, because everybody agrees that brachos are definitely midirabana. So saying the brachos are also fine. But we assume Shema is deraisa nighttime, so that's why when you go home later, you have to also repeat it as well, Shema. After Tesor Kochavim, which was like 9 o'clock this past week. Now, people just on this topic, you should be aware also, if you daven Mincha Marv during the week, let's say a Shkia Mincha Marv, so you daven Mincha before Shkia, you daven Marv after Shkia, it's also probably advisable to repeat Shema as well after Tesor, because not all opinions think that Shema can be said after Shkia. So you should always keep in mind, but people only think when they daven Shabbos early on Friday nights, that's when they repeat Shema. You should always repeat Shema after Tesor Kochavim. Yeah, that's where it says, exactly. If you say, exactly, to be Yotze, have all three parshas, say all three parshas, have in mind you want to be Yotze, your Chiyav, very good, and you're going to be Yotze, your Shema, and you also be Yotze, your Chiyav of Kriyash Malamita, very good. Now, the Nemuke Agriv, one of the Achorim that's found in the back of Maseches Brachos, and many of the Maseches, asks the following question. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam says it's a suffix, this time period of Mincha between Marv, between Plag and Shkia, you could daven both Mincha and Marv. But why would we rely on this Lechachila? It's still a suffix. This time period is still a suffix, whether it's day or whether it's nighttime. Okay, so Midrabanan will be Mekel because Tefillah is Midrabanan, but why are we being Mekel? Okay, B'dyavid of a person daven, so B'dyavid, we say on a Derabanan level, you don't have to repeat them. You've been Yotze Yechiv, both Mincha and Marv. But why Lechachila would we advise someone to do this? So he gives a different answer. I want to suggest something else. So why lechachila you can daven both mincha and marv where there's not even considered a stira? There's a Gemara in Yuma that talks about what's called a chafina. Anybody know what chafina is? So Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would go, take the Ketores, the special Ketores. Exactly, Melochofna, very good. And he'd scoop up with his two hands, take the Ketores, and he'd have to do some fancy footwork or really handwork to bring in the he could do himself. So he had to hold the pan and the hot coals and everything together with his teeth, and he had to flip it over inside the in front of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So he's busy walking in, and below he has to carry a pan of the Ketores and hot coals in the other hand. Now he has to get holding these two things, somehow get it into his hands from the pan. So the Gemara talked about how he holds it with his teeth, this fancy stuff he's doing it without spilling anything. But you need a malo chafnaf, and you have to scoop it up. Now only things that are within the hands are allowed to be done in the Ketores. Anything outside is not. Or for example, another case the Gemara talked about is kemitza. Kemitza is when the Kohen, when he has a mincha offering, a flour offering. Most of us think flour offering is usually flour. It's flour that's been fried. So imagine how a hard fried dough is very crunchy. So the Kohen would have to scoop it up with three fingers and scrape off the top. But it's not like the flour. It's crack. He has to crack the hard fried dough with his pinky and his thumb, which the Gemara says is zu avodos kashos sheba mikdash, one of the hardest avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. He has to crack off the top and the bottom. So what's the status? So only things that are within the kemitza are offered on the Mizbech. Anything that's left behind is called shiraim, and that's eaten by the Kohen. What about something that's stuck between the fingers? What's the status of that? So the Gemara has a question about chafina, that which is stuck between the fingers, and also by kemitza. So the Gemara says, you know what? There shouldn't be an issue. Make sure that a Kohen who's fat should always do this avoda. This way there's nothing in between his fingers. His fingers are so fat, you'd never have a shaila. That's the Gemara suggests. Okay, fine. Yeah. But the Gemara ends up saying, what? He only gets fat people to have kohanim for the aliyahs? Very popular on that. So that's what the Gemara suggests. But what's the stat, Lamai? So what's the status of that flower that's stuck between the fingers? Yeah, you know more aliyahs for you. So what's the status of the flower that's stuck between the fingers? The Gemara says, it's a teiku. We don't know what to do with it. Is it considered befnim? Is it considered bechutz? Unclear. So the Ritva that I brought inside, but I'll just say it outside. The Ritva says it's actually both. It's not we're unsure whether it's inside or outside. It's actually at the same time, it's both bifnim and bechutz. And he compares this to Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is a time period of Shkia Tzotzeis. Different time period we're talking about. Well, the Gemara says, is Bein Hashmashos considered daytime or is it considered nighttime? We don't know which one it is. The Ritva says it's actually both at the same time. It's both day and it's nighttime at the same very time. So the flower stuck between the fingers is both bifnim and bechutz at the same time. It's both them. So too, we could suggest, perhaps, that the time period of plag now to shkia is both day and night. It's not a stira, it's both of them. So I'm treating it as daytime, I could daven mincha, but I could also treat it at nighttime and it'd be marv and it'd not be a stira at all. So lichachila, that's perhaps why Rabbeinu Tam allows one to daven both mincha and marv at that same time.
It only answers according to that sheet that says in the
Rabbanan. Enochanami. Exactly. So in the Rabbeinu Tam's world, who says it's Dirabanan, we could perhaps explain the reason why, because it's maybe both day and night time. There's another example that's found in the Gemara, where you find a suffix that's actually treated, not that we don't know if it's this or we don't know if it's that, but it's actually both of them. So the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah talks about what is the definition of a trua. Remember the machlokas? You guys learned this when you were younger. Is it trua a trua or is it shvarm? So the Gemara at the end has a story, I fit maybe a bohu, I don't have it in front of me, but he says, therefore, in his place, they're misakein to do both shvarim and trua because they weren't sure. Rabbeinu Chanan says it wasn't because they weren't sure. It's because they're actually both true. The definition of a trua is a trua and a shvarim. That's the definition. They're both true. Just like Bein Hashmashos is both day and night. The chafina, the inside between the fingers, is both bifnim and bechutz. So too, maybe we're suggesting, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, between plag and shkia is both daytime and nighttime. And that's why lechachila, Rabbeinu Tam allows you to daven this. Why? Because everyone, because the Gemara says clearly in Gemara and Shabbos that between Shkia and Teisa Kachavim, that's where it's changed from day to night. That's really the machlokas, the Gemara says. And we don't know exactly what minute, what second it changes over.
So it's not both.
Is it? Well, so Ritva thinks it actually is both.
Okay.
I'm taking that idea and applying it to even the stage earlier between min, plag, and shkia, that might also be, on a derabbanan level, might also be both daytime and nighttime, at least for Rabbeinu Tam on a derabbanan level. Okay, that's one explanation of why one would be allowed to. Now there's this tremendous chiddush in the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua quotes a Trumas HaDeshin. Trumas HaDeshin was a Rishon, one of the later Rishonim, quoted often by the Ramah. And he is a Shilas and Shuvos. What's interesting about the Trumas HaDeshin is he asks himself his questions. People weren't writing him Shilas for whatever reason, so he asked his own questions.
The Shilas weren't as good as his questions.
Could be. One of my favorite questions he actually has, this is just a completely side point, he wants to know, what was the status of Eliyahu HaNavi's wife? Right, she disappeared. Right, she did. Eliyahu Navi disappeared. So now his wife she's single. Is she considered single? Or is she not single? What's her? They never got divorced, and he never died. The Gemara says that he never died. He just vanished. If a husband dies, so then certainly she's permitted. So he says, maybe you're going to tell me it's not a good question because who else is ever going to be like Eliyahu Navi? Not true. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he was zocha to the same level. He never died either. So what's the status of his wife? So you never know. Anyone here could get to that same level, says the Trumas HaDeshin. So what would happen to a wife whose husband mamish vanishes? So he ends up talking about whether Misa is a Misa. Misa, okay, another discussion. So he asks his very first Shaila, Simon Aleph, he asks, there's apparently a minug that in his time, for many Gedolim, he says, that they would daven Maariv before Plag. Now no one holds that way in the Gemara. Before Plag HaMincha, they would daven Maariv. Now some places that live up north have to do that when the sun doesn't set ever. So what's the explanation for this? How could you daven Maariv before Plag? So Pnei Yeshua has this great, great chiddush. He says, the whole machlokas of Zman Mincha Maariv about Rabbi Huda versus the Chachamim, that was all a Havamina. He says in the end of the day, that's all rejected. And you know what it's based on, Zman Maariv? It's based on Karbanos. So he says, what's Maariv Keneged? Right, what's the Haktaras? Eivar Mupudar? Exactly, the burning the leftover limbs, which was done all night long. So that can be done. What's the Zman that can be started? When the first time you could start burning the limbs?
Not
Tashkia,
I think it's
states. It's not Tali in a time, it's Tali in a Maisa.
And the carbon.
Carbon. Yeah. Which carbon? Mincha. When the carbon Tamid Shil Bein Arbaim was done, which could have been as done as early as 1:30 today. So if they finish at 1:30, you could start Haktaras. Exactly. So you could daven Maariv even before Plag. So there's Rabbi Huda and Chacham are out the window. So you could do it as early as you want, even before Plag and Mincha. So according to this, is a big chiddush. There's no Zmanim anymore at all, at least when it comes to Maariv. So that's Rabbi Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua's chiddush, and explain the Trumas HaDeshin. And that's another reason why you're allowed to daven Maariv, Tarti Desasri, because it's not Tarti Desasri. Rabbi Huda and Chacham are completely irrelevant now. It's all Talion when the Mincha is over. Whenever Mincha is over, so now that allows you to daven Maariv, even though they're back to back. So that's another Pnei Yeshua's, that's his suggestion.
Is that where they're semicham, like in France?
It's certainly one of the people. In France, they get so that's.
No, it's certainly not.
London.
London, even higher up.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Can't even keep Shabbos there.
There are other places that it's very difficult, like Alaska or these places that are.
Yeah.
New Zealand. They're posting that say you're not allowed to go there for Shabbos.
Right. So I assume those who live there, they probably rely on this Pnei Yeshua. I don't know. That's what I'm guessing.
How does Pnei Yeshua translate this over to Bisman Shane based in English?
No. Karbanos are still. Still tiknum connected to the Karbanos, right. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. They're still modeled after what it used to be. Let's get to the poskim now. So we see there's a lot of room to be somechon, and even l'chachila. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we're running out of time. Shulchan Aruch Paskins number 19. He says, Vasikna, we paskin, you look at number 19 in the bold, the Avid Kamar Avid, who David Kamar Avid. You could paskin like Rabbi Huda or like Chachamim. But you have to be consistent. Pick one. So then you're not allowed to. So he passed because you have to be consistent. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Always be consistent. Okay, that's it forever. Let's assume forever. Forever. Let's assume forever. You have to be consistent. The Magen Avraham writes, but what you cannot do is, you cannot have Tarti Desasre. You can't have both Mincha Maariv on that same given day. So he goes against what we've been saying. The Bishop Brewer Paskin this way, also going to number 21 now. He writes, but he brings in a kula. He says, number 21 in the bold, about Tzibor Shispalu Mincha Uchshi Elchul Veisam Yitarech Lekabsam Sheinis, a person, a family, rather, Tzibor the Davis Mincha ready after Plag. And now it's very hard to get them together for a second minion. So then the Vizbatel Trias Tzibur, they're going to miss out on Trias Tzibur, Lagamre, and Hekilu Achronim Shemutu Lispal Arvis Samech Lemincha. Then they allow for it. Now this is referring to during the weekday. So that's an okay for us during the weekday because we daven Shkia, Mincha before Shkia, Marv after Shkia. It's rare that you find the shul that daven to plag Mincha during the week. But I think they had one. I think Young Israel, Kew Garden Hills, when we were there, maybe they had a plag Mincha.
KJ has one.
KJ, okay, that makes sense. Okay.
I worked with
Sparnum and they do Tarta Disaster. Right. This isn't even Tarta Disaster. This is just davening a, you know, the plag. But I guess, either way, right.
In other words, winter time, they'll daven Mincha
after plag and Meir. Right away. Why not wait for Shkia? Especially in the wintertime, it's so easy to get Shkia. Okay, that's what they do. Okay. So what happened? So really what the postman are saying is a person should make a decision. And what most shuls have is they daven throughout the year, forgetting Shabbos for a moment, they daven Mincha before Shkia and Meir after Shkia. Rare that you find the one doing plag and Mincha. Again, you're allowed to, as long as you're consistent, you could daven Mincha before plag. Marv after plag, but most shuls daven mincha before shkia, marv after shkia. Friday night now has a built-in kula though. That's what we're going to discuss now for the last few moments.
Bring on Shabbos early.
So the Gemara, the Torah writes in number 23, Umakdimin lehispal arvis yosim bishar yomos achol kedamrinan ayule yome makdimin le. The Gemara Mesachim tells us that there's a special inyan to usher bringing Shabbos earlier than it's supposed to be. Okay, so you bring a marv earlier. And let's jump a little bit further down now. Jump to 26. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Makdimin lespal arvis yosim ibiyosachol uplaga mincha. That's why Paskins. They daven marv earlier than the rest of the year, as long as it's after plaga mincha. So why is that allowed? If all year long we're consistent to daven mincha before shkia, marv after shkia, how come suddenly, he's not talking about tarte the sasa just yet, how come on Erev Shabbos you could daven mincha before plag and the marv after plag? Now you're treating that time period of plaga, between plaga and shkia, you're treating it as nighttime. All year long, we treat plaga to shkia as daytime. Comes Shabbos, we start treating that time period as marv. So the explanation is, if you look at the Magid Avraham, sorry if I'm going too fast, look at the bottom of number 27. He says, look at that last, second to last line, shall Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, Matzli, you could daven Erev Shabbos earlier. Kolomer Mosifin Michol Al HaKodesh, which we discussed last week. Tosef Shabbos changes the day into Shabbos, changes the day into nighttime, I could therefore daven marv. So during the rest of the week, we treat after plag to shkia as a daytime. So it's mincha. I can't daven marv after plag until shkia. But come Shabbos, I'm accepting Shabbos earlier, that changes the day into Shabbos, it changes the daytime into Lila, I can now daven marv er Shabbos earlier than the rest
of the Suda?
Even so, we discussed a little bit last week about the Suda, but certainly for Kiddush you're allowed to. There's a machlokus for the Suda, whether you should wait until afterwards. But certainly regarding, exactly. Now he gives other reasons. Look at the top of the next page, number 6. The Magen Avraham writes further, other reasons why we're allowed to daven marv earlier on Erev Shabbos, more so than the rest of the year. He writes, V'nirli, lo seis tam tov tam, a good reason to explain this. Da tfilas arvis niskana kineged evarim upidarim. They were instituted, like the Pnei Yeshua said, and the Gemara says, after the burning of the limbs. Shemis achlin belayla, u'bishabbos aser lidnam. You cannot put them on the limbs onto the mizbech on Shabbos. It's aser to burn them on Shabbos. So dafka, it's aser to daven marv. You can't daven marv at nighttime. It comes according to this, because when it's nighttime, then it's an iser to put the pedarmi varm on the mizbech. Therefore, dafka before nighttime is when you should daven marv. So it's that better to daven marv after plag. Now, we didn't address yet Tarte the Sasre, but it's better to daven marv again during the daytime on Erev Shabbos. Wow. And then he quotes the Mordechai, who says you're allowed to switch off each day. You could treat the time period as daytime sometimes, sometimes as nighttime. So even though normally we try to be consistent throughout the week, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, you could rely as another third level of kula, you could rely on the Mordechai. So we see that there's good reason to bring Shabbos in earlier and to daven marv already after plag. Now, we haven't addressed yet the Tarte de Sasre. We only have a few minutes yet. We should probably really address that. Okay, so let's just jump. Let's review for a second. Let's review. On the bottom here, number 30, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is very against Tarte de Sasre, actually. He does acknowledge the fact that one can bring in Tosef Shabbos and Daven Marv after Plag, one's allowed to, but it shouldn't be Tarte de Sasre. But still, we saw a number of sources that allowed for Tarte de Sasre. So let's just review those before we go to the last two sources. Number one is we saw that the Rabbeinu Tam said this was completely permitted, And that's because there's a midrabanan or a marv is rishus, so therefore you could do tarti desasre. And then we suggested, again, now pilumnus, maybe because that time period of between mincha and marv, between rather plag and shkia, is really both day and night time. It's not a stira. It's the day and the night at the very same time, so you can daven mincha and marv. It's not considered stira. It's actually both at the same time. So now in light of this, you go now to the last page, number 31. Sefer Yisrael HaZmanim, written by a big posik in the Chassidish Welt. He writes as follows. Let's read this together. Dibur Maschil Venira. He says, Venira li fiatam shel harach ha-shulchan levush hanal, that they explain the Shabbos shiny mitzad mitzvah Toseva Shabbos. Because of Toseva Shabbos, I could bring Shabbos in earlier. That means I could daven marv even Wednesday time. Azai af boso ayom shispal mincha lacher plaga mincha. That means that very same day, on the Friday, it's plaga mincha, it's past 6:38. So I daven mincha. Rashai lispalel kabal Shabbos umarv. I'm also allowed to daven marv immediately afterwards. V'ein bo mishum tarti desasre. The be'emes minhago kirabanan desman marv v'layla. Aval mishikibal av Shabbos. Hare nase kelayla mitad mitzvah to seva Shabbos. By me being makabal Shabbos, I've turned that time period into a night time. Ubefrat. And certainly, according to the Sovereign, that Tosefa Shabbos deraisa, Im Kaini says, Minatora kvar nasim me'oz kalayla v'chal kedusha Shabbos. He says, L'chachila, after plag, if I daven mincha, so I'm treating it as daytime, but the moment I say mizmor shir, I accept Shabbos upon myself, I change the day into Shabbos, even though it's not yet shkia. I've changed it into Shabbos, I'm now l'chachila allowed to daven marv as well.
So it's not tarti desasre.
I'm splitting my kabbal Shabbos, Imam is splitting the zman, and that's how the chassidusha poskim paskin, the l'chachila that you're allowed to, and it's brought down from the kavachayim, that the minhag ha'ari was to daven tarti desasre as well, during the same time period, l'chachila, this was done for whatever reasons, al pi kabbalah, and that's how the chassidusha poskim paskin. So in the end of the day, sorry. So he doesn't say that, but l'chora one should say Shema anyways after Tzeitzah Kochavim. I think that's a pasha. They don't mention that here, but I think as a davar pasha, a person should repeat it afterwards. But either way, we see from Rishonim as the Rambam, according to Lecha Mishnah, allowed for this, Pnei Yeshua, Rabbeinu Tam, and now we see some of the poskim in the Chassidish world, they all permitted l'chachila to daven tarti desasre, and al-pi kabbalah also, one's allowed to daven and should daven.
So where was the Gra? What the Gra said, you can't.
Well, the Gra...